Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, welcome to the 13th program in the series, The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, to his disciples and apostles who could understand them. Jesus of Nazareth was a plain and simple man of the people, and yet, already as a 12-year-old, he astonished the scholars at the temple with his acumen and wisdom. Later, as a young man, he traveled through the country with his disciples and gave them an understanding of the wisdom from the heavens, about which hardly anything has been passed down. He taught his followers in detail about the great correlations of life, from matter to the fine material cosmos, about where human beings come from and where they will go, about the meaning and purpose of life on earth, and much more. And today, the Free Spirit teaches mankind again. For this, the Free Spirit, the All Spirit of Infinity, whom we can also call the Eternal Intelligence, has taken an interpreter who is able to translate his language of light into our human language. She is his bearer of the word, Gabriele, God's prophetess in our time. Through her, the All Spirit revealed the great cosmic teachings, and in a series of schoolings, Gabriele gave detailed explanations of them, which help us to understand the teachings and to apply them in our daily life, for example, in the family and at work. The cosmic teachings and Gabriele's explanations are compiled in a 5-volume work from which we read in this program series. 2,000 years ago, Jesus of Nazareth taught the great cosmic teachings only in the inner circle of his followers. Today, his teachings literally go around the whole world, for these programs are broadcast in many languages via numerous television stations. One of these stations is, for example, New Jerusalem TV. A viewer from India asked about the meaning of the name, and we want to pass on the station's answer. New Jerusalem is the Free Spirit in the heart of the people who worship the All Spirit, the Infinite One, and the very basis of their soul. Dear viewers, dear listeners, anyone who wants to can now continue learning along with us. For this, we read with Gabriele, who is here in the studio with us, from the book for the program, the 2nd volume of Explanations to the Great Cosmic Teachings.
Christus spricht in seinen großen kosmischen Lehren.
The All Spirit speaks in his great cosmic teachings. Everything is in you. The life is in you. And you fulfill it from within yourself. Because everything first takes place in you, the eternal being is without shadow. This is why there is no above and below, no in front and behind, no right and no left. The All Unity is a mighty crystal, which sparkles in all facets of inner life, and each radiation permeates every facet. Man speaks of above and below, of in front and behind, right and left, because he sees only with his external eyes and registers only the reflections of the truth.
Dear fellow people, the content of these words does not readily reveal itself to us human beings. This is why we are very thankful for the explanations that we received from Gabriele. We heard, because everything first takes place in you, the eternal being is without shadow. Gabriele explained this sentence in more detail. Let us call to mind that the pure beings of the eternal being live in the eternal stream, in the law. In the eternal being, there are no projections. The law is eternally flowing, eternally permeating radiance. It is absolute. It is the mighty stream in which the being lives and has its existence, from which it draws and gives, being moving and acting in the stream. Because of this, there are no shadows. Only the human being creates shadows. He creates them through his projections, for he abuses a part of the powers that God has given his fall children to take along on loan. He takes these positive powers, the eternal law, and reverses them from the divine love to self-love. The aspects of our self-love are projections. The shadows of our sins lie upon our soul. From our soul, they radiate into our body and, at the same time, into the stars and planets of the computer system of the purification planes. These are the projections of our human ego. Everyone bears different shadows, depending on his burdens. And so, the human is the sinful, against the soul.
Gabriela explained further. The shadows of our soul show in all the human expressions of our life. Light and shadow look through our eyes. The way we see is the way we see our surroundings. And this is the way mankind creates its world, which consists of nothing other than the sum of all the projections of the individual people. Over countless generations, from the beginning of the fall on, we have created shadows and thus our world, because man and the humanness are density, energy that is transformed down, that is, transformed energy of God. That which radiates towards us is likewise reflections. We perceive only what we have emitted. This is how we see our neighbor. This is how we hear our neighbor. This is how we smell, taste, and touch. Everything consists of our projections and the reflections of our projections, which radiate toward us from our surroundings and are, in turn, our ego, our humanness, that is, the all-to-humanness.
Liebe Mitmenschen, deshalb gibt es in der Materie ein Oben und Unten.
Dear fellow people, therefore, in matter, there is an above and below, a front and behind, a right and left, because everything is density and we see only the walls, the density. But the Spirit of God penetrates the density. For Him, there is no above, no below, no right, no left. Let us imagine that we would be in a crystal that is constantly moving. Where is the above? Where is the below? Where are the right and left, the front and behind?
Das ganze All ist wie ein Kristall.
The whole universe is like a crystal. Everything penetrates everything else. This means the whole universe, the pure being, is all permeating power, the eternal law.
The free spirit continues in his axiom. Through human wrongdoing, he, that is man, created density, through which emerged the three-dimensional way of thinking, since with his physical eyes he can see only the walls of his self-made cocoon world and accepts this world as real and as the quality of his life. density, matter, is nothing but transformed down energy of God, the reversal of light into shadow. The soul of the person who lives in this world of human shadows is shadowed, and he is on earth as a human being to expiate what the soul has contributed to the shadowing of the whole. Unless the being of light comes on behalf of the Almighty in order to show the ways how man, the shadowed soul, can find his way out of the labyrinth of his dark ego.
Let's hear Gabriele's explanations. Our cocoon world is the plasma, our aura. The shadows of our soul radiate through our body and surround us like a cocoon. We live in this cocoon world, that is, in a plasma. When we speak, then we are addressing our plasma. The answer is what lies in the plasma, namely we, ourselves. Via the plasma, we also call it the aura, we are connected with the stars of the purification planes and with the material stars. It is said, just as we call into the canyon, so does it come back to us. Spiritually speaking, then this means, just as we emit our ego, so it comes back to us. It is also this way when we receive an answer from our neighbor, because only in our plasma do we hear what our neighbor says, and we hear out of it only what we have stored in our plasma, and thus also in the soul and in the stars. This is our limited, narrow world, and many people are ever so proud of this narrow world.
Gabriele gives more insights into these spiritual correlations. She explains, it is our task and our path to dissolve this plasma. The soul garments are this plasma of transformed down spiritual radiation of the base humanness. We have to illuminate our soul garments more and more and eventually dissolve them. Then the divine will radiate through our soul. Then we will also be connected with the divine. Our aura will then be the divine, the law of the all. And with this, we will be united with the eternal homeland. And so, we will be conscious beings of the cosmos, because we are one with the all, one with the eternal stream. Because we live in the stream, in the eternal being, in God. And so, we have to dissolve our plasma with the All-Spirit in order to be able to see more deeply. Only then can we look into the problems of our neighbor and help him. Then, we will look not only at the shell, not only at the person. We see through him, grasp his feelings and thoughts, and know how we can help him, what we can say to him, and how we should deal with everything that we encounter. When we are in our plasma, in our humanness, then we speak past each other. Everyone speaks himself according to his plasma, according to his shadows.
We now read another axiom from the Spirit of God. He speaks. If you want to keep the order of the temple, then be aware that life is a whole. It is as a whole, above and below, in front and behind, right and left. If you have recognized this and you live in the innermost part of your temple, then you will draw from your innermost being. What for the externalized person is above and below in front and behind, right and left, is for the inward-looking person the life, the whole in himself. Gabriele explained the following for our better understanding. Let us feel into the words. Life is a whole. It is as a whole above and below, in front and behind, right and left. Right or left, in front or behind, is always the whole. Wherever we look is the totality, because God is indivisible. He is always the whole in all things. When we look to the front, then we see the whole. When we look behind us, we again see the whole, because God is everywhere. What then is the front? What is behind? What is right, left, above, below? If the whole is in us, in front, behind, right, left, above and below, then there is only unity and only the whole present everywhere and thus also in us.
In the eternal being, our homeland, there is no in front, behind, right, left, above, below. We human beings have created this three-dimensional world through our thinking and willful striving in the mine and me. The front, behind, right and left are a result of externalization. Through our humanness, we have separated ourselves from our inner being. We have turned away from God and created our own world, the world of our human thinking, feeling, and wanting. Consequently, with our humanness, we look only at the external world, at matter, with a question: what is in front? What is behind? What is right? What is left? What is above? What is below? The spirit being does not ask. Only we, the human beings, ask: what is where? What is in front, behind, right, left, above, and below? We ask because we do not know ourselves.
Liebe Mitmenschen, erfahren und kennen wir uns selbst, unser wahres Sein.
Dear fellow people, when we experience and know ourselves, our true being, then we may very well still use the terms above, below, in front, behind, right and left, because we are human beings who live in the three dimensions. But we see through what is in front just as through what is behind. We see through what is to the right and through what is to the left, as well as what is above and below. Then our language is only a use of terms, a means of communication and orientation in the spheres of matter. But we penetrate everything because the law of God permeates everything. When we permeate everything, then our world gradually changes. Then the material structure becomes brighter and loosens. In time, there will no longer be the denseness because we dissolve it together
by actualizing the laws of God.
Es ist die Aufgabe der Wesen im Erdenkleid.
It is the task of the beings in the earthly garment to bring not only themselves, but also the environment, the entire planet Earth, into a higher vibration, into a more light-filled and finer structure. The spiritualization of life leads to transforming the life forms higher. This is how the spiritual evolution of mankind and of the earth takes place. Parallel to this, the confinement and limitation of time and space will also diminish.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, what we hear in the great cosmic teachings is a high teaching, but it is the path of all of us. It may be that we don't understand everything right away. Gabriela explains why this is so. It is still difficult for us to comprehend this, because we still live in these programs of in front, behind, above and below, right and left, in the program of the three dimensions. Our earthly human programs run their course in these three dimensions. This is how we have built up this world since the fall. This is the way we see it now, and this is the way we believe things to be right and in order. In reality, this world is merely a realm of shadows, consisting of the many shadows of the many people. This world consists of the projections of countless beings and people who have been emitting and receiving willfully since the fall, thus creating density. We incarnate into this density and continue to be active according to what we brought along in the form of shadows or light. We create our density or our finer radiation. Through light-filled thinking and living, we help to lighten the life in this world and to lighten our planet Earth.
Gabriele continues explaining.
We have to change our way of thinking, otherwise we will not understand the law of God. We have to become aware of the fact that what is in front is also behind, because God is in all things. He is the whole, indivisible. Let us grow into the following awareness more and more. The one who calls us has, again, the whole in the call. The one who speaks to us has, again, the whole in the question. The one who approaches us comes toward us as the whole. No matter where we look, we always behold the whole. When we are turned within and keep the temple order, that is, when we fulfill the law of God more and more.
Many a one may ask himself how he can begin to apply these cosmic teachings and Gabriele's explanations. Gabriele explains this. All these are indications. They cannot directly give us the awareness, the understanding that everything is in all things, God, the whole. Not like one who brings a neighbor a gift, which he accepts and then calls his own. These indications want to encourage us to unfold these spiritual dimensions within ourselves. This will be possible only when we open ourselves for this, when we allow our inner spheres to be touched by it. For the inner life is the life of our soul. The human being, the shell, the human mind is unable to grasp it.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, Gabriela gave us several more exercises to take within, to our soul. When the desire has taken hold of us to draw closer to the divine in us, we recognize ourselves in the moments of our day and free ourselves little by little from the ballast of our humanness. And we will also take into our daily life what is given to us in the teaching of the Absolute Law. Let us try it out. In the days ahead, when our fellow people approach us, let us become aware in our hearts that the totality is coming towards us. God, because He is indivisible. In the same way, let us become aware that the whole is in what we hear, because God is indivisible. In whatever we see is the whole, because God is indivisible. No matter what we hear, smell, taste, and touch, it is always the whole, because God is indivisible. When we do these exercises again and again, we will get to know ourselves. When we get to know ourselves, the result will be that in time, we will know our neighbor. We will gain respect for life because the whole is in all things.
Liebe Mitmenschen, machen wir uns bewusst.
Dear fellow people, let us realize that in the little ant is the totality, in the butterfly is the totality, in the grain of sand is the totality. It approaches us and shows itself to us in the ant, in the butterfly, in the grain of sand. And what does man often say? A grain of sand, so what? It's lying there. It is insignificant. This is the way we think and speak, because we look only at the shell. When we learn to look through the grain of sand, we grasp it in our inner being and comprehend that more lies in it. Yes, everything, the whole, God. Then we comprehend that what is lying there is only the shell. But in the shell and from the shell, the being radiates toward us, God.
Üben wir uns darin, das Ganze, das Leben, das innere Leben.
Let us practice grasping the whole, the life, the inner life, even in the smallest things, and then we will feel more and more that the power is in us and in all things. So if it is alive in us, then what is in front, what is behind, what is right, left, above and below? When the totality radiates through us, like radiating through us from all pores, what is in front, behind, right and left? These are terms that should help us feel and sense our true being. They are terms that should encourage us to immerse into this beautiful, noble, fine, pure, absolute, in order to become free, free of our human ego. And as we become free, we also let our neighbor have his freedom.
Lassen wir auch unseren Nächsten frei.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, with this exercise, Gabriele put a wonderful task in our hands.
Let's simply try it out. Surely the coming days will offer many opportunities for each of us in order to learn to comprehend the whole, the life in all things, because God is indivisible. If you would like to again read what you heard today, you will find the text to the program in the second volume of The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to His Disciples and Apostles Who Could Understand Them, with explanations by Gabriele. At the end of the program, we heard that as we become free, we also let our neighbor have his freedom. This topic will be continued in the next program. Among other things, we will then learn how we can better understand our neighbor and gain respect for him. If you like, tune in again for the next program. We would be glad to continue learning with you. Until next time, all the best, goodbye, and greetings in God.